What we need to do is separate what is nonsense out there to what is absurd, and then climb to the nonsense and give ourselves enough time. Here are some simple ways for attracting everybody in your life. AAA formula. We all know this. We've been taught this ever since we were this young. Buddhistic philosophy is all about this, isn't it? Confucianism is all about this, isn't it? Christianity is all about this. Islam is all about this. It's across the board. You got to do three things. First, you got to accept people for who they are. Don't try to change them. They are them, and they form an essential part of your world. Without the people who are maids, your world doesn't go on. Most of you will have kids running around crazy with other kids today. How many people have maids? What you need also is to be able to approve of people, of who they are. People are looking for approval all the time. They come up to you and say, you know, they tell you about their degrees, they tell you about what they've done, they tell you about so many things. Singaporeans love to boast, don't they? Hey, how much do I make? They'll come up to you and they'll start talking about their income. I don't want to know this. For some people, it'll make them feel bad. For others, it'll make them say, ha, 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 I'm making more than you. Or we play these childish games with people. I have a semi-D. Somebody came up to me and said, a semi-D? Why not a full D? I didn't know. Semi-D. Oh, great. Wow, what is that? A disease? It's a house. Is it a home? It's a house. Is it a home? Well, I live there. I got maids. Really? Yeah, one of them is this, and he named his wife in the process, too. But it's amazing. Approve of people for who they are and what they have, because they worked hard for it. You people have worked very hard to come to where you are right now, haven't you? You struggled, you cajoled, you begged to come to this point, even the Breakfast Club. Come on, please, I haven't got my invitation yet, and I'm nervous, it's tomorrow. Call me, I'll give you free seats. And we still have so much left over. Look at all that food. People, what are we about here in this society? Is it all about boasting? Is it all about making the money you make? Is it all about the degrees you have? What is it all about? Survival? SQ, survival quotient. What is your survival quotient? Are you going to make it? Ask yourself these questions. These are important questions. And then at the same time, find out how it is that some people are so lucky out there. They are driving Mercedes-Benzes, BMWs. They seem to have easy, relaxed lives. They're on golf courses. What are they doing that you are not doing? Is that where you want to be? Are they happier? Does money buy you all those things you need to buy? Happiness? How many people feel that money can buy you happiness? How many people feel that money can buy you love? How many people feel money can't buy you love? The rest of you have no idea what love is. Or money, either one. You can't answer it, or you haven't decided yet. How many people are undecided? Let's see that, undecided. You have a woman with two young men, one very rich, one very poor. The young man who's rich made investments. He's very, very wealthy. And the woman has a choice between the two. Who's she going to choose? I know what your answers are. You don't have to say because you're with your dates. The young man who's poor says, hey, next weekend, let's go catch a movie at this new Cineplex that just came up in the Galleria, blah, 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 whatever. And then after that, we'll go for kuay tiao. That new place, you know, the number one place in Singapore that sells the best kuay tiao. That's the other passion we have, eating chicken rice kuay tiao, the best place. We've got to find the best place, best place, best place. So we find this place. And then the other young man, the rich man, says to this girl, you know, I have to go to Paris for the weekend, and I need somebody to help me, be with me, because I haven't been to the city yet before. I'll pay for everything, just for fun, just be there. Who's she going to choose?
Yeah.
How many people say kway teow like this gentleman over here? They're good looking. They're both equally humorous, fun people. They're both nice men. How many people say Paris? A lot of Parisian hands. How interesting. And it's mostly the ladies. Okay, interesting. Aha. Tells me something too. And the men are saying, don't make them make those choices. Mel, shut up. Because that's exactly what we're going to do, is watch a movie and go for a quick out today. What are the choices? How about appreciating people? How about appreciating people for who they are? I like the way you do the job you do. Really, without you, this cannot be done. How about the people in your lives? Have you told them today you appreciate them for the part they play in your life this morning? Appreciation, acceptance, approval.